into his box. He just runs right in the pack. I wonder if he's got damage. Look at that tire. Almost went into the crowd as well.
Almost went onto the front straightaway. Elio trying to get sneaky. And then...
Maury Rose, the two-time winner, takes the lead from Faulkner. That's the way they finish the first lap.
For our HMD Motorsports special this week, we are joined by Mark Marini, team manager. Mike, first race in the books, one podium. How's it feel to start off the Mid-Ohio weekend with at least one of the guys up there?
No, it's good. I mean, we had a tough day yesterday with Linus, but today David was on the podium, so that's all we can shoot for. We know a little bit behind the Andretti cars here. We were at testing, but made some big gains between our test here and the race weekend, and definitely made some big gains between Thursday and today. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I know HMD cars were second, fourth, and sixth on the grid, and the Andretti cars were first, third, and fifth. So I don't think you can ask for anything else from that side of things on the competitiveness of the series. We just got to rebound tomorrow and see what we can do. Kyle took over the point lead by 2 points over David, and Linus is only, I think, 8 points back or 10 points back. So, I mean, there's still a lot of nine more races to go, so a lot of time.
So Linus yesterday had a couple offs. Was that mainly just hasn't been here too much, not used to the car, all correctable for the most part?
Yeah, honestly, he was here last year, and in FR he won all three races. So as for track knowledge and stuff, I don't think that had anything to do with it. More or less, it was he made a minor mistake, I think, in turn 9 or 10, dropped a wheel, tires were dirty, came back on in 11 and went off in 12, but just locked up the front wheels, caught the grass, and it was soaking wet, and it just sucked them into the tires. And, I mean, easy mistake.
Yeah.
Can happen to anybody. I've seen it happen to a couple drivers this weekend.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, he corrected it after the second one, went back out, qualified right away. Today, finished fourth. Good points day, so... yeah, third and fourth, you can't be mad with that.
So I have to ask the most important question of the weekend. The Super Trucks fight. Real or staged? Or both? Some sort of combination?
I don't know. I mean, I just saw it now on video. So when one driver smashes another driver's helmet, I feel that's staged. But maybe there was something else said and chasing somebody with a fire extinguisher. I've never seen it before. So
yeah.
But that's pretty cool. Like, good TV.
I thought people were kidding, because I was walking in the infield and they were like, oh, there's a fight. And I'm like, nah, it's probably nothing. And I came back, I'm like, well, at least it looks cool.
Yeah, they asked me, they said, you see the truck during, or the fight during the Super Truck race? And I was like, what, the campground? Or like, where was there? Was two drunk guys?
Yeah,
two drunk guys fighting. I didn't know it was two drivers. So, but yeah, I mean, it's, you see everything when you come to Mid-Ohio.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
So, for those who might not know, as a team manager, obviously you oversee all four cars, but what's a team manager do?
Everything, anything and everything. Basically, I have nothing to do with the cars on track per se. I mean, I always have a headset on. If I have to jump in and maybe say something or correct something, I will. But all the logistics leading up to and during the race weekend, so hotels, rental cars, travel, all that kind of stuff, registering the drivers, organizing the fuel, the tires, between Jody and myself, we take care of all that, all the invoicing, crash damage, insurance, money in, money out, any of the business side of it. But also as we roll into next year and our plans, it's all about managing relationships, and we're already talking to drivers for next year. So I'm basically the go-to person, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
AJ runs the performance of the cars and the crew at the shop. So and then Nancy's running the engineering department. So there's basically three type of managers, I guess you can say, but then everything kind of flows up, and I'm the voice to Henry and Christian.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan, and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.
Bad place to be. No. So, motorsports-wise, your background, I know you've been involved in IndyCar and the Road to Indy for a while, so tell us a little bit about your background, what you've done previously, and anything and anywhere you want to go with that one.
Yeah, I've been involved in motorsports all my life, honestly. I started karting when I was 5. I actually worked for Rob Howden at the Shifter Kart Illustrated, okay, at Howden Media Group for 2 years, I believe.
Yeah.
I wasn't much of a desk job type of person, so I got out of that, and Rob and I remain good friends, and I mean, he's doing wonders for the series so far. So I owned a karting team. We had plans to start it with Dan Weldon. Well, we had already had a karting team, but we had planned to expand with Dan, and this was all through 2010 and into the 2011 series, and basically that kind of came to an abrupt stop. But my feeling what I wanted to do was continue on, so I just continued on at a much smaller scale.
Yeah.
I grew it to a pretty large business, and then ended up selling in 2017. But spotted for Joseph Newgarden, Marco Andretti, Sebastian Bourdais, just a general do it all type of person.
So what haven't you done in motorsports?
Drive the truck anywhere. I will not get my CDL. I never want to do it. I don't know, my idea of roughing it is a bad Holiday Inn, like I said the other day, and I never want to drive more than 5 hours. So I mean, from Indy to Road America, that's about it. That's it for me.
Yeah, I think 8 hours from here to Philly was just long enough for me to, like, yeah, I think yesterday I really struggled. Like, I just, like, I felt like I was still, like, in, like, dazed over mode from driving all day.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I drive, here's easy. It's 3.5 hours from my place here, so it's super easy. And then, I just get bored driving behind the wheel, and then I get so many emails, I feel like I get behind, and it's just, I get stressed out driving, but has nothing to do with the driving side of it.
So, next year, how are things looking? What are your plans? And I know there's things you can say and can't say, so yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, no, plans is 4-car Indy Light program again, 100%, that's the goal. The team will remain the team personnel, I should say, will remain the same, crew, engineers. The plan is to try and keep everybody here, everything the same. Obviously, we are under-resourced, I guess you can say, compared to the Andretti program based on what they have, but I think we've made huge strides from January until now. I think our off-season plans or our plans for the future are going to help the Indy Lights program. So if we can have an association with a team in Indy Pro and possibly have some development drivers in the future, that could be something. Depending what happens with the championship. I mean, if David wins the championship and moves up to IndyCar, hopefully you'll see the HMD global logos in IndyCar in the future. But yeah, it's all kind of up in the air now, but we call the Indy Lights program kind of like the mothership. So that's the main focus this year, the main focus going into next year, and then kind of what expands from there will be what it is.
Wrap it up with one last question here, since it's the end of the day. You've got 4 drivers, all 4 very different types of drivers. So what are they like, you know, driving style, on the track, off the track, for those who maybe don't get to watch the Road to Indy as often?
Yikes, that's a tough one.
I'm going to put you on the spot with
I think that's good, honestly. It's David is, like, super calm, like a super calm person. Except for when he gets stressed out. Like, when he gets stressed out, it's like the world's going to end. But he likes to chew his nails and make them bleed when he's stressed out. So Benjamin is, like, super focused. Before he gets in the car every single time, he's stretching, juggling, kind of making his, doing it through his, going through his whole routine. Yeah. Where David's the complete opposite. Linus is focused. I think Linus looks at a lot of data and video, and he's kind of works super hard between the weekends, trying to get ready for the next race. I mean, he's been to these tracks before. He's been to Mid-Ohio before.
Right.
He's never done an oval before, so I know leaving here on Monday, they're going to be focused on getting ready for the oval video, all that kind of stuff. We have a test day planned on August 11th there for those guys. Nikita's the same way. He's just like a fun, loving type of guy. I mean, he gets he definitely pushes himself. Sometimes pushes himself too much, but I mean, he's a good guy to have on the team. There's zero stress between any of our four drivers. They all seem to get along well. There was one problem maybe at Barber, like a minor issue. It was a nothing thing, and they talked about it and got over it. And yeah, it's been a good year so far.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck the rest of the year, and look forward to seeing how HMD continues to grow.
Well, let's see. Yeah, that's the plan. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run, where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals that you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.